The muscles in Krennic's throat tightened briefly.
As I said, Your Majesty, the situation is under control. We're merely having a few problems with Minox at the equipment transfer point.
Grolluts, Tarkin murmured.
Grolluts are simply a cousin species to Minox,
Krennic countered. His expression hardens, the skin flushing slightly. Possibly annoyance, possibly anger, possibly embarrassment.
They live in a vacuum. They attack power cables and couplers.
They're also considerably larger and tougher than typical Minox,
Savit put in.
His expression holds hidden amusement.
Governor Haveland and her people have had a great deal of trouble with them in the Asaga sector.
The point is that they're a nuisance and nothing more,
Krennic said. The skin reddening fades. His voice holds renewed control. His eyes are steady on Tarkin, perhaps holding challenge.
A nuisance?
Tarkin asked. His expression holds triumph.
Your own reports show the equipment and point defense turbo laser transshipments are already 3 weeks behind schedule. I don't see how this qualifies as merely a nuisance.
So you are saying Stardust is being held hostage by a group of vermin?
The Emperor's voice holds controlled anger. His eyes focus on Krennic.
I assure Your Majesty that the problem is under control.
Krennic's voice holds fresh caution, but the confidence remains intact.
Admiral Mithron Yorodo, do you share Director Krennic's assessment?
A delay of 3 weeks seems more than simply a nuisance, but I have duties to attend to on Lothal.
We all have duties, Admiral, Tarkin said. But Governor Price has the bulk of your force available to maintain order. Surely you can spare some time to deal with this problem?
It appears that Admiral Savit has more information and experience with these creatures than I do. He would be better able to find a solution.
Admiral Savit also has other duties, Tarkin said. Furthermore, he lacks your tactical and problem-solving capabilities. Capabilities of which, I dare say, Director Krennic should already have been cognizant.
I tire of this bickering. You, Governor, were the one who arranged this meeting. What precisely was your intent?
Tarkin's eyes are steady. His face again, holding triumph.
Director Krennic has suggested to Your Majesty that the funds earmarked for the TIE Defender program be transferred to Stardust. I propose that this delay in Stardust equipment shipments not only threatens the project's timetable, but also squanders funds that could and should be utilized elsewhere.
So you propose a trade?
His voice holds anticipation.
I do, Your Majesty, Tarkin said. I propose that if Admiral Thrawn is able to solve this problem and destroy the Grolluts, the necessary funds be restored to his Defender program.
Director Krennic,
the Emperor invited. Krennic is silent a full second.
I would be willing,
he said at last. His face is under careful control. His eyes are wary, as if watching a stalking animal.
If Admiral Thrawn can destroy them within the next week.
That's hardly fair,
Savit objected.
His expression and voice hold contempt.
As I said, Governor Haveland has been dealing with these things for years.
If Admiral Thrawn can't solve it in that time, he's of no use to us,
Krennic countered.
It will also, I dare say, bring his so-called problem-solving capabilities into serious question.
Admiral Mithron, Yorodo, I give you the decision.
I accept Governor Tarkin's proposal. I further accept Director Krennic's conditions.
Very well.
The corners of his mouth turn up in a satisfied smile.
1 week. Director Krennic, you will provide the necessary coordinates. Admiral Savit, you will provide all the information Governor Haveland has gleaned about these creatures. Admiral Mithron Nerodo, you have 1 week.
The image vanished, and the holopad went dark.